Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilac for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden is hit by the pitch. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a line drive towards first. Traber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Gladden moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Orsulak reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Worthington reaches second base with a double. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Worthington moves to third. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush, who is chasing the ball. Bradley reaches third base with a triple. Worthington scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Orsalak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden throws the ball into Backman, who tags Orsalak, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bradley scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Traver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traver is 0 for 2 in the game. Traver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Traver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields the ball and throws to Milwaukee covering. Safe. Backman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Backman scores. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilak, who is chasing the ball. Bush reaches third base with a triple. Harbeck scores. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Greg Olson now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Harper reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Gagne. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gladden. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melvin strikes out. 1 out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berenguer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a line drive towards first. Traber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin is walked intentionally. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Olson. Puckett scores. Gaetti moves to third. Larkin moves to second. It's 7-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Olson. Gaetti scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 8-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Moses now playing center field. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman pinch hits for Wally Backman. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Gary Wayne now pitching. Randy Milligan pinch hits for Jim Traber. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Melvin moves to second. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Melvin moves to third. Worthington moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Melvin scores. Worthington moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Joe Orsolac. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.